RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, everybody, we are back and we are here on the day after Christmas. Yes, indeed. Who needs a long vacation? Nope, not us. You got not one Chris, you got two. You got Metal Chris back at our DC Half Street Studios, and he will be taking care of all things production-wise, and your phone calls at 301-230-0980. You got me, Big Bad Chris, the mean guy, Russell, the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo. Merry Christmas. Happy December 26th to you all. I hope, sincerely, outside of the Commanders, you had a very, very Merry Christmas. I sincerely wish you a happy new year and all the joy and safety and good decisions, and don't be a knucklehead, and look out for others, take care of others. Don't be a jackass. That is my nice way of saying, I want you to be good people. I want you to be good people. Moving forward, that's my Christmas wish for all of you. Look out for each other. Take care of each other. Respect each other. Don't drive like maniacs. All of those things is the best gift you could give me. The worst gift you could give me was the Commanders playing on Christmas Day. That's right. Even though the game meant absolutely nothing, and the crowd showed it in every way. Even though the game meant absolutely nothing, it still was there. It still was omnipresent. It's still the Cowboys and the Commanders. It's still the root and the heart of what we do, right? And I'll be honest with you. I was late in getting back from the grocery store, so I listened to the first series on the radio. The first quarter and a half, I was bumping around, emptying groceries, trying to organize some things, and the game was on, but I didn't pay close attention. And then from probably about the midway second quarter on, I sat on the couch, and I watched the whole rest of the game. Now, was I taking notes? Absolutely not. Was I tweeting? Nope. I self-imposed a ban on tweeting during the game, after the game, before the game, because I feel that strongly about the NFL ruining Christmas. I'm not Charles Barkley in that regard. Charles Barkley is mad because they've ruined the NBA on Christmas. So is LeBron James. But that's neither here nor there. I'm mad that the NFL, in all of its never-ending greed, and make no mistake about it, it is the obnoxious, just swarmy corporate greed that I can't stand, where nothing is ever good enough. No matter how many dollars we make, nope, we want to make more. Nope, we need to make more. Nope, we need to fill up every available window that we possibly can. And that's what they did. Not one, not two, but three Christmas Day games. Now, that's not the first time that we've had to deal with three Christmas Day games. Just 2 years ago, on a Monday, we had three Christmas Day games. Last year, we were fortunate. We only had two. But last year, with the two, and this year, with the first two, they went out of the league's television package and sold the games individually and externally to Netflix and made like $150 million, something like that last year. I assume it was the same this year. I don't know. I didn't check. I don't really care. I know it was a lot of money. And they had the first two games, and Amazon Prime had their normal Thursday night football game on Prime. So that was kind of the only thing that was sort of normal about yesterday. And coming up next year, when Christmas will be on a Friday, the assumption is the NFL will play at least two, if not three, games on Friday, right? They have shown that they will confiscate every single day and window that they reasonably can. The only reason they don't play on Wednesday normally, there's been a couple of times where they played on a Wednesday. The only reason why they don't play on a Wednesday is because even Saturday to Wednesday is a tough, tough turnaround. Never mind Saturday to Thursday like the Commanders had to do, or Sunday to Thursday like the Commanders, like the Cowboys had to do, plus a 3-hour travel. That's right. The Cowboys, if you could believe it or not, were screwed even worse than the Commanders coming in to yesterday's game from a turnaround logistics and travel standpoint and lack of preparation time. And yet they won 30-23. And it's not like the Cowboys are really good. That was just their seventh win. We know they have a great offense. We saw it in the first half. We did not see it much in the second half. We saw it in the first half. But the Cowboys won. And the Cowboys just did what they had to do, right? Wasn't perfect, wasn't great, but it was impressive enough in the first half that they had everybody basically laughing at the Commanders because the Commanders couldn't get off the field. And even though the Commanders had a couple of highlight moments in the first half, a Ja'Cory Crockett, Merritt Bill, 10-yard touchdown run, the Debo Samuel screen back to the right side for 41 yards with the knock of the helmet off the defensive back in space. Even though the Commanders had moments of, I guess you would say, for lack of a better term, moments of brilliance. Brilliance is a stretch. It's football. For God's sakes, you should make a play or two. Even though that, there were basically everything else was complete Cowboy control. Everything else, right? In the first half. The second half was a little bit different. We'll get to that coming up. But if you watched that game or if you were at that game at Northwest Stadium, which looked half empty, maybe two-thirds empty, I don't know, or one-third empty, I don't know. I didn't do an official count. All I know is everybody took pictures. the video from Amazon Prime, or not Amazon Prime, Netflix looked very, very, very empty, especially towards the top, but, you know, down in the lower levels as well. And if you were there, you can tell me yourself. It certainly did not look like your normal Cowboys Commanders game. Let's put it that way. I don't think anybody would dispute that. But the Cowboys in the first half, right, just ran the Commanders off the floor. Now, not in terms of, oh, like, we can't make it a competitive game. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, they were up 24-10 at the half, right? Which, in and of itself, a two-touchdown lead at the half is pretty dominant, okay? But in the first half, of the Cowboys ran in the entire game. In the entire game, they ran 87 offensive plays. I think you probably have heard that by now or felt that. In the first half, the Dallas Cowboys ran 46 of those 87 offensive plays. And that makes sense with what your eyes saw, right? That they only, I mean, only, they still ran 41 plays in the second half, but it felt a lot less dominant, if you will, in the second half than it did the first half. Again, they were up 24-10 with 46 offensive plays, 127 net yards rushing, 163 net yards passing. And that was with five penalties for 39 yards overall on the team. Otherwise, they could have had more. And it was with Dak Prescott only being 11 of 20. Okay. Now he did have that long, huge Kevontae Turpin 86-yard touchdown pass, which we'll get to. He did have that. So that makes up a lot of that yardage, but it doesn't, even if you take that play away, they still ran 45 offensive plays in the first half. Now you take that away, and obviously the passing yardage total of 163 is only in the 80s. I got it. I understand that. And their point total is quartered, right? Instead of 24, they're at 17. I got it. But they're still in the lead by a touchdown. And they still run 45 offensive plays. And they're still 2 of 2 in the red zone. And they're still, what, 4 of 4 on 4 of 9 on third down. And I think 4 of 4 in the first half on fourth down. And they still, excuse me, have time of possession. I still can't kick this cough. I have been sick since before Thanksgiving, and I feel it every day. I just cannot, like, you know when you get that lingering congestion stuff in your throat, and it just constantly seeps down? I don't want to get too gross. And you're constantly blowing your nose, and I've got nowhere to hide, man. I do a solo radio show with no cough button because I'm working from home today. So I don't have a cough button on this microphone. So just forgive me. Work with me here. But I just can't kick it. I've been sick since a week before Thanksgiving. I think it was all the travel, Madrid, Barcelona, coming back. Then I went to Ohio 3 days later. You know, it's cold weather. It's the holidays. You're running around. You're not sleeping. You're not taking care of yourself. You're not at the gym, so on and so forth. I just can't kick it. It's a month plus later. So forgive me if you hear me cough occasionally. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just kind of stuck in a tough situation. Anyway, again, even without the Kevontae Turpin touchdown, the Cowboys would be up 7, right? And maybe they would have scored on that drive a different way, but just take that away. They still would have ran 45 offensive plays. They still would have been 4 of 9 on third down, which not anything great, great, great. They still would have been, again, 2 of 2 in the red zone. They still would have been, I think it was 4-4 on fourth down. They still would have had the ball a ton. They still would have largely dominated. Maybe they wouldn't have had time of possession, but maybe it would have been more, quite honestly. If they didn't score on an 86-yard play, right, which is part of that 19-21 time of possession, maybe they would have had 21 or 22 minutes time of possession. We don't know, right? The bottom line is the Cowboys dominated in the first half. I don't think anybody needs to tell you that. I think you know that, right? And yet the Commanders, you know, give them some credit. They hung in there. They fought. It was not the first half defensively, and where have we heard that before, that you wanted. They got a tough rake on the Jeremy Reeves personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Listen, they did not call it helmet to helmet or leading with the crown of the helmet. They called it unnecessary roughness. They didn't even say defenseless, but that's what it was, right? It doesn't mean that it was actually crown of the helmet to crown of the helmet, even though there was some part of the helmet that went in high above the shoulders. Yes, Jeremy Reeves turned. Yes, Jeremy Reeves led with his shoulder. Yes, all of that. But as you heard on the broadcast, and they were right, I think, live and even the first couple of looks, because Netflix did not have a great replay from the proper angle so that you could actually see, live it looked like Jeremy Reeves turns and leads with the shoulder. Well, the problem is that you do see it. You do see some helmet-to-helmet contact, even though he does turn and largely lead with the shoulder. And the receiver is defenseless. The play is already broken up. Noah Igbinoghene has already knocked that ball away. He has. And the receiver is up in the air, outstretched, and prone. I think that was George Pickens, if memory serves me correct. But either way, the Cowboys get, because that was the third down, they get a first down, first and goal, and they punch it in right after that on the Javonte Williams touchdown, which made it 14-3 at the point, right? So, you know, again, you take the big play by Turpin, you take that big play, and that moment, you take a throw that wasn't great from Dak. Not great is what I would say. Maybe the only spot that he could put it in, yes, fine. But it wasn't a great throw. Let's just say it that way. It was a great snatch by Jake Ferguson. A great catch. Okay? And once again, it beat Quan Martin in coverage, and Quan Martin got caught flat-footed on the Kevontae Turpin 86-yard touchdown pass. So theoretically, if they grade it right at PFF, it's two touchdowns allowed as part of or the primary part of the coverage on Quan Martin, who again continues to massively struggle. There's some moments where you say, oh, Quan Martin, okay, like that forced fumble in the Charger game. There's been one or two other moments in the year where Quan Martin is, oh, okay, all right, he's back. And then he goes right back to struggling like he did yesterday. Now, I'm not saying it was easy. By no means, it wasn't easy. It was a dart from Dak Prescott. He had time. He just threw it perfect in space, cover three, zone. And this goes to show you, by the way, what I've been saying all along, which is the absolute truth. I just speak the truth, and you know, some of you listen and some of you don't. It just goes to show you exactly what I've been talking about. You guys that have been parading around media fans about how zone, and about how Dan Quinn calling the plays makes all the difference in the world. And I just kept telling you, hold on, horsey. Yes, there's a little bit of a difference. Yes, they're doing a better job of keeping things in front of them. Yes, that is true. But they were playing largely anemic offenses. Right? The Dolphins. See what happened there. The Broncos. They're not good on offense. They're okay at times, as we saw last night. Okay. In the final drive, they were fine. Right? They were terrible for a half plus. And then on top of that, the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. And I know the Vikings won yesterday, but for God's sakes, that was A, with Max Brosner, not McCarthy, and B, Max Brosner had like 60 yards passing. They played anemic offenses. As soon as they played an offense that had any juice, any firepower, in the first half, at least, they got lit up like, well, a Christmas tree. And that's what you take away from this game, not just the loss. The loss is a good thing. They were competitive, especially in the second half. They came close, especially in the second half. They got their doors blown off in the first half. That's not good. We'll see about Biotis's injury. We'll see about anything else that came out of that. But this was essentially, if you had to draw it up, not exactly what you would want, because the first half was pretty ugly from a defensive aspect and from a defensive standpoint, but this was kind of close to what you would ideally draw up if you're doing this right. We got to play the games. The NFL mandates it. They don't allow you to just forfeit the games, which they should. Especially if they don't mean anything for both teams. Nobody should have to go through that exercise. But, of course, they will never do that. The bottom line is, they lost, but they made it competitive. And in the end, you can't sit here and say, my God, they were humiliated. My goodness, where were they? They just left a big stocking full of coal. Well, that... at times, yes, but that's not the overall picture. And more importantly, and I know they would just absolutely hate this if they're listening over at 21300 Redskin Park, I mean, Joe Gibbs Drive, Coach Joe Gibbs Drive. I know they would hate this, but they did what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to lose and lose competitively. That's what they did, and that's the best part of yesterday. All right, just getting rocking and rolling. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to hop in, if you were at the game, the atmosphere, what you saw, if you watched the game on Netflix, how annoying was the television broadcast? Did you watch the whole game? Were you closing in? Were you taking a little nap? I took a little nap. I did miss part of the fourth quarter, I got to be honest with you. Still trying to go back and watch the entire game. I've watched a lot of the first half already back this morning, but just not enough time to turn everything around. So we will talk about everything that we saw. Maybe you saw something different. Let's do it. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dallas goes empty. Prescott, step, there it throw, is. Flag down, and caught! End stride. Right, Turpin, the speed. He's gone. Touchdown, Cowboys. 86 yards.
All right, Iron Eagle on Netflix yesterday. And you heard Nate Burleson, I think that was, that chimed in there in a moment. Matt Ryan as well on the broadcast. My friend Sarah Walsh was doing sidelines. Saw her. They had the whole crew there. My goodness, did Amazon just spend a fortune on these two games. Again, I think it was in excess of $150 million. And everybody seemed to hate one thing. One thing. The in-game interviews. Now, I didn't watch any of the Detroit-Minnesota games. I have no idea if they did that or not. But they did Emmitt Smith in the first half, and they did Clinton Portis right before Bill went off, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. But you just heard the Kevontae Turpin 86-yard touchdown, and I wanted to bring this up. Nicky Javala did something, which I thought, you know, Nicky does a really good job with this stuff especially. But Nicky was saying that Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Cowboys, said that they had run the Kevontae Turpin route and call against the Commanders and hit it a couple of years ago. I certainly did not remember that. I mean, there's a million plays that you see, right? But then she put up the side-by-side video, and you could see the similarity, okay, between the two plays. Now, one was, I think, 40-some-odd yards. Yesterday was 86 yards. But the Commanders, what I saw, okay, were playing what looked to be like a cover three, right? So it's zone defense, right? And it's one safety in the middle of the field. And that's Quan Martin. And Quan Martin gets caught flat-footed. And before you know it, Kevontae Turpin's just blowing past him. Now, Turpin's got great, great speed, right? But I thought all of you guys told me that Dan Quinn calling plays and zone defense over man were to prevent this from happening. I thought that's what you guys all told me. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, I heard that narrative that this is why they ran. And I kept saying, well, wait a second. They suck in zone just as much as they suck in man. Okay? This is a player's thing. They don't have enough good players, period. This is not a coaching or a play calling thing. Is it that to some degree? Yes. I'm not naive. I understand that, yes, a great defensive coordinator is likely not to allow the constant big plays, blown coverages, and miscommunications we've seen out of the Commanders this year. I'm understanding of the fact that Vance Joseph in Denver or Steve Spagnuolo in Kansas City or Jim Schwartz in Cleveland or the dude in Philadelphia, Vic Fangio, they're occasionally everybody's going to allow a big play, but they're not routinely and regularly going to allow you to beat them over the top with explosive plays, with miscommunication and bad positioning and bad execution and bad reads and bad everything. Okay. But as I've told you for years, and as I've told you all this year, and you don't have to believe me, but you should, it's your choice not to believe me, that the coaches don't go into a robot box on game day morning and program wires so that these players play exactly the way they want them to play. They're human beings. They make mistakes, and they read things and process things and judge things wrong, and they get their eyes in the wrong spot. And no matter how many times a coach says, hey, man, don't get caught looking in the backfield. Hey, man, don't get fooled by play action. Hey, man, watch out for this. Watch out for that. See this. See that. No matter how many times that happens, a coach can only do so much. I get so frustrated and annoyed at people that blame coaches only or primarily or mostly and say, well, they didn't have them prepared or they didn't know this was coming. Well, maybe in some cases, yeah, you're right. Sometimes coaches don't know something's coming. Something is well designed. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys defensive coach, and I'm not saying Matt Eberflus is good, do you think he knew that that Deebo Samuel spin reverse screen to the right side when they normally run it to the left side without toss play action and simulation to the left? Do you think they knew that was coming? No, probably not, because the Commanders hadn't shown it. So sometimes you're going to get caught with your pants around your ankles. But sometimes, and most of the time, it is player error. It is getting caught flat-footed. It is getting caught with your eyes in the backfield. It is getting fooled. It is getting suckered. And that's exactly what happened on that Kevontae Turpin touchdown. Exactly what happened. And it was similar to what they ran a couple of years ago. And the head coach of the Cowboys admitted it after a 30-23 win. All right, we're just getting rocking and rolling here on a Friday post-Christmas. If you want to call in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the number for you to hop aboard. We will get into more, including a big day for Bill. Don't mess with Bill on Christmas Day and even beyond, as Bill seems to have found the magic touch again here down the stretch with Chris Rodriguez once again on the show. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, so the Commanders are obviously off for the weekend. They'll finish up the regular season coming up on next Saturday or Sunday. We still don't even have an exact date for that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. It'll be determined when the Week 18 schedule is set. One thing we know, the Commanders will not be playing for anything, and who knows who will be at quarterback. Maybe a long-awaited, maybe the fourth string quarterback on the practice squad might actually play, Sam Hartman. Meanwhile, from college football, University of Michigan targeting soon-to-be former Utah Utes head coach Kyle Whittingham to be their new head coach, according to ESPN First this morning. It had been quiet on that front since Jeff Brohm stayed at Louisville with a contract extension. Whittingham stepped aside from Utah after their bowl game coming up, or announced that he was stepping aside, but not that he was retiring. As a matter of fact, it seemed like a parting of the ways. Well, it seems like this report certainly is, if and when a deal is reached, that was true. Whittingham, 66 years old, 177-88 in 21 full seasons with the Utah Utes. He had a perfect 13-0 season in 2008. He will eventually be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame with almost a 67% winning percentage. Elsewhere in college football, Central Michigan, Northwestern going at it in Detroit in one of the many bowl games, nothing early on, and a couple more games later on throughout the night. One last one, the Texas Longhorns leading rusher, Quintrevion Wisner, is entering the transfer portal and will become a college free agent. Wizards home tonight for the Toronto Raptors, 7 o'clock, Capital One Arena on 106.7 The Fan. Capitals return to action tomorrow night in New Jersey, and that's what's trending.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications.
See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, you're studying that?
I think when I'm looking at the...
Kroski Merritt!
That's great sight to see. Kroski Merritt, let's go.
Cue for the low touchdown!
Yeah, don't mess with Bill, baby. All right, good job, Metal, coming back with this tune. That's exactly what I was hoping you would do, and I didn't even mention it. So cohesion, chemistry.
Well, let me just tell you, who do you think put that song in the system at the start of the season?
Oh, you did, huh? You knew that song?
Oh yeah, man. I grew up.
Was that because of me, or because you knew that song?
I know that song because of Extra 104. Back in the day.
There you go. See, I've been doing that whole thing since training camp, and nobody outside of and you're what, in your upper 40s, is that right?
Correct.
So nobody like under 30 really knows that song. I don't even know if Bill knows that song.
No, I grew up listening to the oldies, man. That's what my folks always had on in the car.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, Bill ripping off the big touchdown run there, that was his second of the day. And listen, I mean, it's pretty clear that the Commanders have something. They have something in Bill. There is no denying that. What that something is still a little bit hard to determine because he went a long period from, say, the Chargers game, and really, I guess, starting with the Bears game on the Monday night until a couple of weeks ago without hardly being heard from. And that's part of the problem is we have to figure out why that exactly is. And the only thing I can come up with, well, there's a couple of things I can come up with. Number one, I think fumbling certainly and ball security and ball control became a big-time concern of the coaching staff. Now, you guys all like to dismiss that, all of you guys that were screaming about Derrick Henry and whatnot, not paying any attention to the fact that he keeps fumbling. You guys all like to just dismiss that. Remember, Bill had a couple of fumbles, in one in that Charger game. He had one in the Bears game. And then what happened on that last play that ultimately turned the season around with about 3 minutes left to go, which Jaden Daniels took blame for, but Bill was involved in. Remember, that was a second fumble that night, if you will. Okay. And Bill, I think, I don't know because they won't tell us. And I don't know if anybody directly asked the question, but Bill, I think, got himself a little bit into the Chateau Bow Wow. And if you don't know what that is, that's an old man's term for the doghouse. Now, it took him a little while to unbury himself. And yesterday he had two touchdowns, and I think he's had a touchdown in each of the last two games prior to this, obviously since the Minnesota. It was the Giants game on the road, the game they won, and the Philadelphia game at home, and then yesterday he had two. So he's got four in the last three games. And yesterday with the 72-yard touchdown after the 10-yard touchdown, I mean, that's everything that you're looking for. Now, the problem is that this success is coming when games don't matter. So there's still going to be questions about Bill as a whole. Is he a physical back? Is he a speed back? Is he a change of pace back, right? I think he's a speed back that doesn't have blazing Jahmyr Gibbs type speed or Alvin Kamara in his prime type speed. But I think he can do, and I think he can certainly break loose as he showed yesterday. And I didn't need a 72-yarder to show that, but it sure as hell helps, right? Because you can point to that and say, well, if you block it upright, Bill can hit it and Bill can exploit it. And Bill did that yesterday on the 72-yard run. Now, if you look at the formation just real quickly, on the first touchdown, they ran a three wide receiver cluster spread wide. In this, on this play, And I noticed Cliff Kingsbury was in his bag yesterday. I don't know why Cliff waited as long as he did to do some of the stuff that I saw yesterday. This time on the 72-yard run, the three wide receivers weren't in a cluster to the right of the quarterback. They were in a cluster to the left. So that gets the defensive attention, right? That means more bodies have to come over onto that side of the field. And then Bill takes the handoff from under center and Josh Johnson, and he runs to the right, and it's perfectly blocked. Now, they run motion out of the three wide receiver cluster set, so they have 13 Treylon Burks on the right side, and he helps the block. But in the initial setup, the Cowboys have to address the three receiver cluster on the left side, one, and they don't travel a man back across the line of scrimmage, so it looks like they're playing zone, right? They shift, but it doesn't totally change their coverage and their body count on the right side. And the Commanders block it perfectly between the right tackle, Josh Connerly, who gets a big block. And then there was, I think it was John Bates, if I'm not mistaken, that was in on a part of the block. And I mentioned Treylon Burks coming over in motion, and he helped set a block, and Bill hit it, right? But again, I think it's the setup, the design that helps, because the Cowboys have to overload on one side, and then they have to transfer or shift some of their linebackers from right to left when they see the motion. And they do that, but they don't trail another defender across the line of scrimmage like you see sometimes, okay? So to me, that was important. And on the first touchdown, they ran a three wide receiver cluster to the right. Now, this might be a little bit too X-y and O-y, but I already mentioned on the Debo Samuel big hit, they ran a fake toss pitch to the left side, which they have an aversion to doing. They ran a fake toss pitch to the left side and had Josh Johnson kind of spin around and almost booed out of it, but really it was more of a spin to his right, and then throw like the tunnel screen to Debo Samuel. Well, what's different about that? Number one, they don't run. I mean, I'd probably be willing to bet that they've run, I don't know, eight or less toss pitches all year. Okay? I'd probably be willing to bet that. I don't know that, but that's what my sense is, number one, because I've been calling for that all year, and they don't like to run it for whatever reason. Then on top of that, the fake, they don't execute it, right? But they fake it. They sell it. Then they have Debo Samuel on the right side. And another thing that if you've been watching this team all year long, you've noticed they go left, 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 left with Debo on those tunnel screens, and not even tunnel screens, just traditional wide receiver screens, sometimes little wide receiver hitches to the left, and they telegraph it, and it almost always gets blown up. This time they went to the right, but they sold it by toss pitching or faking the toss pitch to the left. I loved it. All right, let's get Athan aboard here before the timeout, and then we will take the break. What's up, Athan, in Annapolis on line 1AA MCO? Merry Christmas. How are you, pal?
Merry Christmas. And did you hear the stone cold ass whipping that Coach Sheehan gave Mark from Largo? Woo! Talk about stomping a mud hole
and walking and driving, baby.
That was great.
I did not. I'm going to
have to.
You got to
go back and listen to it.
Okay.
You got to go back and listen to it. You talk about putting somebody in their place and giving them a stone cold stunner three times in a row.
Beautiful.
It was great. And then
any idea what time?
Oh, I tell you what, I will find it for you and send it to you.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
So,
that's
worth it. I will. So, you know, Chris, here's the thing. I told Coach Sheehan this, and I tell you the same thing. I don't know if the greatest defensive minds in history could have fixed this defense this year. And the talent is subpar at best. And, you just pick your poison at what spots you could, you know, along the defensive line. But, I don't think the secondary players are as bad as they played at times. It's just when there's no pass rush and you got a team like Dallas going 6-for-6 on third down, and you've got 3rd and 16, 3rd and 14, 3rd and 11, and they get down to 4th and 1 or 2, it kind of just says why they had 95 plays yesterday and 40 minutes of time of possession and 200 yards rushing, and we're lucky it wasn't, 50-20 or whatever it was. So, Peters, it's time to do some major planning of how they're going to fix this thing, because it is fair for the owner to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to give you guys the injuries to write off this year, but what are we going to do to get better? Because the schedule's not going to be as hard next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be as hard. They got a third place schedule. What are they going to do to be competitive, not get dog walked by JJ McCarthy and others? Because some of these games this year, you just scratch your head like, is this even a professional team? It was like Rivera Zorn-esque, like what you were watching, just very disappointing. But I was glad to see they hung in yesterday and at least made a show of it. But I hope they don't go out on Sunday in the final and make Tanner McKee or Sam Howell look like Joe Montana.
Yeah,
that would suck.
Here's a problem that I have. We've talked about no pass rush. We've talked about linebackers. We've talked about depth. We've talked about injuries. We've talked about tackling, which I think is the biggest thing. The one thing that still drives me crazy is anytime they have played an even remotely explosive or good offense, they have been lit up like, a Christmas tree. And that is a problem, because you can't always play the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants. Let me give you an example of yesterday. I was just watching it again on the All 22. People forget about this because it went incomplete, but you would know it if it didn't go incomplete, and it should have been a long touchdown. Dak Prescott underthrows and is late on a bomb to CeeDee Lamb, who beat, I think, Jonathan Jones 31 in coverage, deep inside the 5-yard line of the Commanders. So it would have been a touchdown right down the middle. It looked very similar in nature to the one they hit on Kevontae Turpin. Okay. But my point is that they would have given up another big play in that first half, if not for a bad throw and bad execution by Dak Prescott. And he almost got it there. CD got his hands on it, but it was contested because it was so late and underthrown. So my point is, we're going to sit here and talk about how could they give up this? How could they give up that? They were terrible in the first half. They were awful on fourth down. All of that is true. But you know what? They almost gave up another big one. They almost had another coverage bust. They almost gave up another huge touchdown. And nobody is going to talk about that because it didn't get completed because Dak was late and because the ball was underthrown. So to me, all this nonsense that everyone's been talking about play calling and zone defense and DQ making all the difference, again, from the get-go, and you know this because you listen every day, and I appreciate you. You know this. I was saying, look, until they play a real offense, and they haven't, they have not, since Dan Quinn took over, until they play a real offense, we won't know. Well, yesterday we found out in the first half they ain't got a chance with this current makeup, period.
No, and with the play of the game for me was 3rd and 16 with 6 minutes left, Dak checks it down to the tight end. He's 8 yards short of the first down. Luvu misses a tackle, just completely whiffs, and the guy carries people 6 yards and gets the 4th and 2, and then they convert it. And it just kind of, that was the summation of the season for me, because whether it's a long bomb, like you just mentioned, and the Dallas stopped themselves, that's really the only way that we were in the game. And yesterday, even when, these long third downs, here's 12, 13, 14 yards, and it can't get to the quarterback. So it has been an abomination of all abominations, and you just hope that maybe they've eaten some humble pie, at least Adam Peters has, and they're ready to address this in the offseason, because they can't go into next season with it being the way it is.
No doubt. They need a lot of help. They need edge. They need corner. They need safety. They need linebackers. They need help in every position. I appreciate
life
you double
support help.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Merry Christmas, pal. Appreciate you.
You too,
let you run on that. We'll get to Rick. We'll get to Ronnie. We'll get to Lap. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Let's take a time out here towards the top of the hour on a Friday, day after Christmas, rewinding on the Commanders. Another loss to the Dallas Cowboys and another loss period in a lost season. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.